This is your NPR news station, 90.3 WBHM and 91.5 WSGN. I'm Andrew Yeager. State Representative Barry Moore of Enterprise is awaiting a judge's decision on dropping perjury charges against the South Alabama Republican. Moore was indicted last month, but this week appeared in court in Lee County as his lawyers argued for the case to be dismissed. It's a case that's already embroiled one other lawmaker and still has many wondering if it will also mean more trouble for House Speaker Mike Hubbard. Alabama Media Group columnist John Archibald was at that court hearing and joins us now to talk politics as he does most Thursdays. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Andrew.
Well, remind us what these perjury charges are about regarding Moore.
Well, they really stem from a conversation he had with an opponent on the telephone that was taped without his knowledge, and he was recorded on that conversation saying that Mike, if this gentleman did not drop out of the race, this opponent of his, that House Speaker Mike Hubbard would rain hell down on him and would threaten to pull funding on an economic development project down in Enterprise. He was asked about it in the grand jury and said he wasn't involved in that conversation. Thus, we wind up in court this week on his motion to dismiss.
So we have this discrepancy alleged between the phone call, between what he told the grand jury. What did Moore's lawyers have to say in court this week?
Well, you know, they didn't argue at all about the conversation, whether it was perjury or not. It was all of the arguments were based on really technicalities. I mean, they argued that the acting attorney, the Attorney General Luther Strange, has recused himself and appointed Van Davis as a acting AG in this case. And Matt Hart, the prosecutor, is also in a special sort of appointed position. They argued that those people do not have standing to serve as attorney generals. And they also argued that the real complaint was that in the indictment, the person who administered the oath was not explicitly named, nor was the authority for giving that oath. And that was really the crux of Bill Baxley's argument, is that because of that technicality, the indictment doesn't hold water.
Yeah, Bill Baxley being one of Barry Moore's defense attorneys. Any indication how the judge took to these arguments over technicalities?
You know, he had not to me. He had a pretty stone face, and I've kind of learned not to guess what judges are doing. And if you listen to both sides, they'll tell you that, you know, they clearly have the answers, which lawyers do. So I'm going to wait that one out.
Well, now this is a fairly common step in cases like this, asking for the case to be dismissed. But do we have any clearer picture about what this might mean for House Speaker Mike Hubbard?
Clearly, if they find out that if the judge rules that these prosecutors don't have standing, that's the best news he could possibly hear. If, in fact, the judge says, let's move on, he has more reason to be concerned, because clearly, let's face it, this grand jury was impaneled in large part to look at him.
Well, we've had a number of elected officials on trial in recent years, from former Governor Don Siegelman. There were four state lawmakers tried as part of a gambling corruption scandal. How does this case feel now that we're in the courtroom phase?
Well, I don't feel like we're really in a courtroom phase in a situation like with Don Siegelman. I mean, with that, it was so well known what we were doing. With this one, it feels like there's still information, still string being gathered. They're still making a case to make a case. And when we get past that, it may feel a little bit more like old times.
Well, also this morning, it's not often that teenagers take to the streets to protest nowadays, but students at Ramsey High School in Birmingham did just that last week to protest Principal Evelyn Nettles being transferred from Ramsey to Kennedy Alternative School. Now, she'd already been placed on administrative leave, and it's a situation that's been filled with rumor. So, John, what do we know about this situation? What can we say?
What we really can say, what bothers me the most about it, is just how adamant the students and parents at Ramsey High School are about it. And they're quite upset because this principal's been there 2 years. They feel like she really cares about the students. Clearly, she has had run-ins with the administration and the superintendent. She was removed. She was taken from the premier high school in Birmingham and put into an alternative school, which I guess I wrote in my column is like moving Nick Saban to UAB. And there's a lot of animosity and ill will about it.
There's a lot of strong feelings around this, but you also wrote strongly about the Board of Education, Superintendent Craig Witherspoon, with how they handle the situation.
Who, me?
Yes, you.
Well, you know, the thing that bothers me the most about it is not the fact that they discipline this teacher or move this teacher, I mean principal, pardon me, but that's their prerogative. The thing that really was upsetting to a lot of people is that they did it at a time at the end of the year during final exams, during testing. They cited testing, test results as one of the reasons for doing it, yet they interfered with that process, and it sent the students, into a little bit of disarray. The timing of it was purely punitive. They did not have to do that. They could have waited till the end of the year, and I think it was a personal sort of a move.
Well, after the last election, there was turnover on the school board. There was the conventional wisdom that the dysfunction of the board was a thing of the past. They were going to be taking charge. Isn't that just what's happening? The hammer's finally coming down?
Well, I mean, you could argue that. I do think that it would have to go a long way to be worse than the school board we had before, and I do think that it looks good, but I also live under this belief that the only thing worse than a political board that fights all the time is one that never fights at all. So I have hope, but we shall see.
John Archibald is a columnist for the Alabama Media Group. You can read his column each Wednesday, Friday, and Sunday in the Birmingham News, online anytime at al.com. John, thanks for coming by.
Thanks for having me.